This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Launching off into another hour of conversation, hour two, three, four, five, six. Hey, spend the day with us. If you have no life, help yourself. You can join those of us who have a life and are excited to share our lives and what's going on in our lives and what's going on in your life and what's going on in the life of our country and in the world. It's the DJV World View. How do you like that, ladies? We can sharpen it up here a little bit. Call it the DJV World View. With world viewer Jennifer Horn and world viewer Victoria Keevan and world viewer Kara Schillen. All of us have different thoughts on many different things, and I certainly am happy to share all of my thoughts. I used to be, when I was earlier on in talk radio, I thought that I would be a bridge and do what the fairness doctrine required. Whenever I had a conversation, I have both sides on, and we talk about how what this means to this person and how it works for that. And I was told about 10 years in that I was boring. So, what's your opinion? Everybody wants to know what your opinion is. I said, why would anybody care about my opinion? Because I was told as a kid growing up my opinion didn't matter, so it sort of reflected into my work as a radio person, a talk radio person anyway. Jennifer, did your father or mother ever tell you, anybody when you went to Catholic school, tell you that your opinion did not matter?
No.
No. How about you, Victoria? God, I hate to be the person to tell you that.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if someone did, I probably ignored it anyway.
So at least.
I don't think it happened.
Yeah, right. Kara, anybody ever tell you that your opinion, keep quiet and eat your dinner?
I don't think so. But, yeah, I might have had the same response as Victoria if that happened to me. But, yeah, I can't imagine my parents ever saying that.
Yeah. All right. So that's there we are. We're on our way to more exciting stuff. As a matter of fact, speaking about exciting stuff, we were giving away, and have been over the last 3 days, these audio CDs, and then we're going to tomorrow give away a grand prize, a headphone set for listening to an audio book that's been written by Nora Roberts, but she's known as J.D. Robb in Golden in Death, a 50th book in the In Death series, if you've seen that. The names have been coming in. Let's see here. Yesterday, Henry, is it Zabisky? Is that how you pronounce it, do you think, Kara? Zabsky, maybe? Henry Zabsky?
Yeah, Barbara. Zabsky looks right.
Zabsky, okay, good. Barbara Willems, Eldon Hutcherson, Tony Petrello, Laura Leonard, Janice Kitchens, Karen Engberg, and others. If you would like to join that list and have a copy of this CD and be eligible for the grand prize drawing, the headphone set for the audiobook, listening to that and anything else that you would like to, you can do two things. There's a way on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/DJV show, and it'll point you to a way to sign up to see if you can get the book. And you can also call us at 888-302-3684. All right? This is the latest thriller from Robb, homicide detective Eve Dallas, investigating a murder with a mysterious motive. The novel starts off with pediatrician Kent Abner, who gets package on an April morning. Inside is a cheap trinket, a golden egg. It could be opened in two halves. When he pried it apart, a lot of toxic airborne fumes entered his body and killed him. And so that's when homicide detective Eve Dallas gets in to the action phase. And the book goes on from there. I don't want to give away the book. But you can call now, 888-302-3684. Or you can go online, as I said, to facebook.com/DJV show and give us your name, and we'll see what we can do about hooking you up, all right? And then one lucky winner of all of the books is going to receive a wireless headphone set as we get this all shaken out. So the giveaway goes on. 888-302-3684 connects with us that way. Kara will talk to you for a moment, and then facebook.com/DJV show. And let's see if we can't excite more people to read
and to listen to these books. You can, maybe after you listen to the book, you go buy the book. I guess I don't know whether that happens to some people. Some I've done that. Any of you ever listened to an audio? Who listens to audiobooks here? Jennifer, you listen to audiobooks much?
Not too often, but every once in a while.
No. How about you, Victoria?
Almost never, but we're actually listening to one right now. On our trip to Atlantic City, we started one together in the car, and so we're almost finished with it. It's really fun. If you pick the right one, it's really great.
What I love about you is that you do so many things together with Lewis. You do. You watch TV together. It's fine. You go on trips. Everybody goes on trips. But then you do. You want to listen to the same thing. You talk about the same things. Kind of cool. Carol, what about you and listening to audiobooks? Yes. Oh, no. She's on the phone talking to all these people. Why am I going to have her? No. All right. So let's get to it. Jennifer, big crash at the Daytona 500. It did not take place when President Trump was there. I didn't quite understand why he was there. He's just invited. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just...
He was there on Sunday. And he not always, but he was there and he did a lap, which was kind of cool, in his car, which they call the Beast. And so he kind of started things off.
The presidential limousine did a lap around the Daytona 500? Really?
Yeah, it was pretty. Yes, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so Air Force One was there. They did a flyover.
Did he drive it, or was he just riding around?
No, I think he was riding around in it. I don't think he was driving it. I mean, at least I don't think. I don't know. I don't think so. And so he had his whole family there. That was on Sunday. He served as kind of the, I don't think they call it the Grand Marshal. But the big poobah of the event. And he and Melania was there, the family. But then there was a rain delay. And so they finished the race yesterday, and the big winner was Denny Hamlin. He's the one who earned the champion share of the purse, but that really wasn't the story, because his attention and everyone else's was to a big crash from Ryan Newman, who was also participating in the Daytona 500. It kind of took people back, I think, a bit. In fact, Dale Earnhardt's name was trending during all of this yesterday evening, because it was in 2001 at Daytona that saw that crash of Dale Earnhardt that was fatal. And I think everybody had the same kind of reaction. It was an ugly, ugly crash. And he was carried off, Ryan Newman was carried off on a stretcher. Now, that's all that people seem to know. They know it was a bad injury. It was one that he seemed, at least at this point, to have survived. But we don't know too much about what his condition is. It was grim, however, and everybody who was talking.
Dangerous stuff, man.
It really is. But you could feel that somber tone, and people called it an ugly wreck. It was pretty horrific, and it was a horrific way to end this. Now, the driver who was behind him was a guy named Ryan Blaney. He was driving the car behind Ryan Newman in the last lap at the Daytona 500. And he bumped Newman's car. That led to a crash that sent him to the hospital. Afterwards, they were trying to interview Ryan Blaney, and he was totally distraught when asked to walk viewers through the final laps. He said, we pushed Newman there to the lead, and then we got to push from 11th and made a move. He said, Newman blocked it, and I kind of went low, and he blocked that. I was committed to pushing him to the win, try to have a Ford win it. I don't know. We got bumpers hooked up wrong and turned him. I hope he's all right. It looked pretty bad. I feel really bad about it. Close one, but I hope Ryan's all right. So it's a dangerous sport to begin with, and...
Well, that's underscored if you take real life and then the imagery that's in Ford versus Ferrari, that movie. Christian Bale and Matt Damon were in it. In the end, Christian Ford gets killed driving a car that is, on a racetrack out in the middle of Arizona or something. But
I guess I don't need to see that movie now. Thanks. That was on my
list. Well, I mean, it's been out for 2 months. So?
So?
You talk about movies after they've been out. I usually respect you for a week or two, but after that...
I don't go to the movie theater. You know that. Well, I have to wait for everything to come onto streaming. So, okay.
Okay.
Cross that one off the whole list. Thanks.
That's not the whole movie. Come on.
Spoiler alert. You ruined Wonder Woman for me, because I knew he was going to die in the end, so, I mean...
But he didn't. You know. He's in the new movie. He's coming back.
No, he's not. He's a ghost or a memory.
No,
yeah, he's not really alive.
Well, listen, you'll not know until you go, and I won't tell you about it for at least a week or two after the movie comes out there. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the situation there, and after all of that, I don't know who won. Who won the race?
I told you already. It was
I didn't hear it in all the dust and smoke.
Hamlin.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin. Yeah, he won the purse.
Is he a well-known racer? That name doesn't ring a bell with me.
He's got $23.6 million right now, so if you didn't know him before, you'll probably know him right now.
Yeah. So what?
It's the third time he's won the Daytona 500, by the way.
Okay. So is this a close-knit? The drivers, like a lot of sports like this, the drivers or the people that are involved are close-knit. They are friends, even if they're rivals. So does this community come to rally and really get in support of the driver who's in critical condition, showing lots of support, prayers, that sort of thing? Is that common?
Yeah, I think that's the point, is that all of this was overshadowed. Yes, all of it was overshadowed by the crash, for sure.
Yeah.
I think everybody wanted to have that celebratory tone, but it wasn't the way it ended.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's that story. Speaking of crashes and distractions, coronavirus, what is this? I was going to say day 50 or something of the coronavirus, and what is or isn't true or what's going on. Later on today, we'll have Dr. Jack Stockwell in to talk about what the realities are. But in terms of numbers and counts, that seems to be all the news media really is.
73,000 cases around the world. Death toll is
72,430 of them are in China, right? I mean, there are no...
Most of them, most in mainland. The death toll, 1,873. Five people have died outside of China. The rest are all inside of China.
Yeah, okay. So is there more information, or is it just...
The head of the hospital in Wuhan died from the virus. Liu Zhiming was the head of the Wuchang Hospital in Wuhan died. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the cruise ship that's still out there, several countries are sending flights now to get citizens off of that Diamond Princess that's still quarantined in Japan. The U.S. has 300 Americans on the ship that have been evacuated, and 14 of them have tested positive for coronavirus. So, what's gross is that they're saying that it can live on contaminated surfaces for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
It can survive on stuff instead of just on people.
Mm, great.
Lovely.
Yeah.
They're even saying in China that they're going to have to deep clean and destroy their cash reserves because they're changing hands on the currency, and if it's living on the money, that's how people are getting themselves infected.
Gross.
It's a great way. I mean, there's all kinds of dirty. When you think around, I've talked about the airplanes and all the dirty surfaces that there are there. You'd think somebody would get the message and be cleaning up a little bit better, to make people feel more secure, and then let people know that we clean the planes, you know, several times a day, that sort of thing. The same could be said of the big malls and the stores in the big malls, even though it's not really, maybe if you do that, it heightens people's fear, and there's really not a lot to fear about this in our country and in the rest of the world. It's tough in Asia, especially obviously in China, but it isn't something, if it were to be a massive, with the people coming out of China the way they did right after this thing was discovered, and there was going to be a massive outbreak, it would be the same around the world in other places as it is in China. But it isn't. I'm not suggesting that people let their guard down. I'm continuing to clean all kinds of surfaces and places where I go, but I think probably it's not that you can relax, always be vigilant, but maybe it helps you remember to clean up a little bit, not to... You know, wash your hands. That's pretty much it. And be careful about what you're handling. I think that's as much as you can expect at this point. That's at least for today. Let's see what tomorrow brings. Are your credit card bills, speaking of tomorrow and today, because the money you spent yesterday you didn't have, so you put it on a credit card. You wanted to buy this, you wanted to buy that, you want to make this person happy, that person happy for Christmas. Well, now you're over the top worrying about how am I going to make that payment when it comes due on February the 22nd. Call the credit card debt hotline right now and learn how you can reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe. It's all legit, legal. Why not help yourself out? 800-560-6760. That's the number for that free consultation from credit card debt hotline. 800-560-6760. Take a little bit of the worry and stress and concern out of your life. There's lots of things to be concerned about. 800-560-6760. Let's not make this one of them.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Taylor Swift asking musically, will we always be this close? Song called Lover. She's written a lot of songs about her past lovers. Seems pretty experienced for some. Well, she's now, what, 30? It seems like we've been talking about her and her boyfriends for years.
Guess well, it's been, but don't we all think she's probably 12, right? Still?
Right. I think that's it. What'd you say, Victoria? Sorry?
Well, she started at 15, so it has been 15 years.
Yeah. Jennifer said, well, we all still think she's 12 years old. Yeah, kind of, I think, in a way. In the fall, last fall, she previewed songs from her latest album, Lover, for the first time at L'Olympia. What is it? Olympia Bruno? Where is that? It's in Paris. Okay.
It's in Paris, yeah.
Well, how do you pronounce it? Am I doing that right?
I think you did just fine.
Okay.
There's another part of it that of that venue, but I think that's enough. Yeah.
Okay. It appears that those recordings may soon be seeing the light of day, as it were. Yesterday, she teased on social media that the song and video for the Lover track called The Man, live from Paris, will arrive at midnight on Tuesday, which will be today, right? During her City of Lover concert in Paris last year, she performed live debuts of Death by a Thousand Cuts, Cornelia Street, and the feminist anthem The Man, as well as her hit You Need to Calm Down, The Archer, and the album's title track, Lover. So we're listening to The Man now, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And what do we think of this?
I like this song.
Like my favorite type of Taylor Swift stuff, the kind of upbeat, like fun pop songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I like this one.
So it's also a pretty important message for women, too.
What is the message?
That if she was a guy, so many things about her life wouldn't even be mentioned. You know, wouldn't matter what I was wearing or if I was rude or if I was tough because everyone would just say I'm a boss. But if I'm a girl, then I get called names, a B word, you know, if I act the same way. And a lot of girls go through this. A lot of women in our generation have had to deal with that. It's that, you know, you want to be nice, but you want to be taken seriously. And then, you know, I mean, look at any female politician that we've had on both sides of the aisle.
Well,
you know,
what's happening out of this that's good is the game is changing. because of a lot of the things that we're talking about, notoriety. I think it's to me anyway, it seems like it's changing a lot. I had a long conversation with my son and his wife yesterday about, they did some canvassing, and I'll talk about it later on. But anyway, they were very well received, and mostly the people they were talking to wanted to listen to Sophie talk about why they were there and who they were, you know, who they were interested in. So, anyway, last month, Taylor Swift dropped Only the Young, which is a new song from her Netflix documentary, Miss Americana. The track is about Swift giving voice to her disillusionment about our stuck society. And there is a good deal of that around that, Victoria, I'll give you for sure. So, generally speaking, everybody here gives this a thumbs up, do they?
I can't wait to watch it. I love this album, Lover. It's okay. A great album.
Good. All right, next up musically at 26 and change after here on the DJ V program is a focus on the Dixie Chicks. Looks like the Chicks really are gearing up to release their new album. First one in, what, almost 15 years, 14, 15 years? Natalie Maines posted a series of teaser pics over the weekend from what appears to be the video shoot for a song entitled Gaslighter. The pics on the Chicks' Instagram show that Maines is there along with bandmates Marty McGuire and Emily Strayer drinking wine through a straw, along with the hashtags Gaslighter and DCX2020, suggesting the new album is coming out this year. Maines shared the same images as well with the additional tags hashtag very soon and music video. The Chicks most recently appeared as guest vocalists on Taylor Swift's album Lover, which we were just talking about. Then back in September, Maines said that she had a lot to say on the long-awaited follow-up to Taking the Long Way. Songwriting, she said, is really hard for me, and I think for many years I didn't want to analyze my life or relationship. She was talking about the songs partially inspired by her divorce from Adrian
Pastar. I think her husband was really awful.
Yeah.
From everything I've read that she said, he was incredibly controlling. He took her to court to see her journal, to have the judge turn over her journal so that to make sure she wasn't writing anything about him for songs. Yeah, totally crazy.
All right, sorry, the Chicks.
If you get into a relationship with a musician, they should know that.
I know, right? I'm Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
The Chicks have been teasing the album for more than a year, including posts from the studio with producer Jack Antonoff, who was the producer of Swift's last couple of albums, remember? In 2006, the Chicks' Taking the Long Way album debuted at number one on the Billboard chart, went on to win Grammys, including Album of the Year and Best Country Album of the Year. So that's the update for those who like the Chicks. I've always kind of liked the Dixie Chicks. Good. Good for them. 28, actually almost 29 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound, to listen to life in a whole new way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman in a Florida hospital after a terrible crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 last evening.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
That as heard on Fox, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell reading a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening.
It was a second straight Daytona 500 victory for Denny Hamlin. Latecomer to the race for the Democratic White House nomination, Michael Bloomberg vaulting to second place in a national poll out this morning. The PBS Marist survey finds Bernie Sanders at the top with 31% support, Bloomberg next with 19. His showing means he's qualified for tonight's debate in Nevada. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the DJ V program. Final day of the giveaway of the audio book, the new book from J.D. Robb, Golden in Death. So if you're excited about that, you like to listen to audiobooks, this very popular series. You're going to be entered into contest to win a wireless headphone set either later today or tomorrow, probably. So if you want to join that group and get one of these fabulous audiobooks, we've got lots of them to give away, and we're happy to do so to folks that are loyal friends of fashion here. 888-302-DOUG. Call, talk to Kara. Tell her how much you like listening to her. It's 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/DJV Show will get you into the queue, if you will. Meanwhile, we have some scouts in the news. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is on the ball. I'm Doug Steffen. All the
Let's put a couple of good stories. Well, we got one good one and one not so good, Victoria. Where are you? Yeah. Which one do you want to start with?
So the Boy Scouts are trending, and not for a great reason. They have filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They've had, obviously, they've been in the news a lot over the last few years. They've had declining membership, and then they've had so many child sexual abuse allegations, and it's been a pretty...
You reap what you sow.
Yeah, it's... It's unfortunate because, you know, I have guy friends who have really wonderful memories of being in the Scouts.
Me too.
And, you know,
I have.
Went all the way up to Eagle Scout, and parts of it can be a really wonderful, rewarding experience, but unfortunately, you know, it's just the leadership, I guess, was overlooking these things. They knew about it. One of the civil litigation suits from 2010 resulted in a $19.9 million settlement in damages. That's the largest ever for any single individual against the Boy Scouts. That was a big hit. And then that case triggered more than 20,000 confidential documents were released, which became known as the perversion file. So that's not great.
Same as the Catholic
documents.
Church. Except the Catholic Church got a lot of money. The Boy Scouts don't. The Boy Scouts only got money from dues and things like that. Once in a while, a grant. People supporting them. But, you know, the support went away after all this stuff became public.
I don't know if they'll be able to restructure. It would really be wonderful if they could. It's an American institution, you know. It would be great if someone could actually run it properly and get it back on track, because it's important, I think. So hopefully it'll work out for them. But it's so sad for obviously thousands and thousands of victims who've, you know, gone through all this.
Well, it's not. I'm thinking back as I was. We're talking about experiences and Cub Scouts wearing the blue uniform and the brown uniform as an Eagle Scout, and all the people that were in it and what we did and what we learned. It just is. It has been. But who knew? Everybody was so naive. Or at least I think back to that time and how naive we all kind of were, and didn't think about things like what goes on in the Catholic Church and what's going on with these. And I think to myself, the perversion, what is it that makes people like that? I don't know that I've come up with an answer. Frankly, it's easy to criticize the perversion, but where the heck does it start? That's
well,
the thing.
In some cases,
it's
starts
so troubling.
It starts with a victim of abuse, and then that gets perpetuated. So it starts obviously from a place of serious mental despair and whatever. But sometimes, unfortunately, the victims go on to become abusers as well.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, you're right. All right, so here let's turn it around. The story of the 98-year-old Girl Scout, whose name is Ronnie. I think it's Bakkenstow, if I'm not mistaken, selling Girl Scout cookies since she was 10 years old. That would be 88 years ago, boys and girls. She started in 1932 and has never missed a year since then. She put on her uniform. She's joined by members of Troop 1814 in a retirement community in Pennsylvania, where Miss Blackstone lives, Blackenstow, and then they go out and they sell their cookies. I love to talk to the girls and tell them what I sold cookies for when I started. It was 15 cents back then, by the way, when she first started in 19. What are they, $6 a box now? How much are the Girl Scouts?
They're not cheap,
I buy
right?
a bunch
I
of them.
I think they're five, yeah.
I always buy a bunch of them. I saw something where Bobby Flay bought 300 boxes. They try to put that package together. Anyway, there are a lot of... No. Ms. Blackenstall drives around her community in her souped-up golf cart. Has a Girl Scout bumper sticker on the back. Once she started Girl Scouts, Blackenstall was hooked. She was asked what she loves most about being a Girl Scout. She said, "It's the message of service and how the organization teaches children how to live well." I think the Boy Scouts did that too, frankly. Sadly, with the other reality, but it gets kind of, that stuff gets lost because of those selfish bastards who, you know, do what it is they do and it ruins it. But I don't know, there hasn't been that kind of controversy with the Girl Scouts, thank heavens. And as for all the famous cookies, back in 1932 when Ms. Bakkenstow started selling, there were only three varieties. How many are there now? A dozen or so? you can choose from?
I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's 12, but definitely more than
close.
Yeah, in the 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So congratulations to her. Good. Very cool. Speaking of perversion, I feel like I have to, I looked around at this and then I sort of lost my train of thought. Some controversy about what Limbaugh said about Mayor Pete is gaining some traction. Does anybody know anything about why?
He said that America isn't ready to see a husband kissing on stage, on the debate stage, to see two men kissing or whatever, which
right.
they don't even do. No. Actually, no. A national Gallup poll recently showed that 78% of Americans said they wouldn't care if the president was gay.
Really? Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so
well,
he's in the
gay, but public displays of emotion, is that something that gets in the way? I honestly don't have a feeling for this one way or another because I'm not...
Well, Mayor Pete isn't... I follow him on social media, and I've never seen a picture of him kissing his husband. They hug on the stage, and that's it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. They're pretty private with... You know, with their personal life, and that's fine. That, you know, shouldn't. I don't.
So is that
statement? If you don't want to.
Okay, is that a statement that makes us think that there's a perversion, or what is? Are people being too sensitive? I'm asking because I don't know that I have a feeling about it one way or the other at the moment.
I think it speaks a lot more about how Rush Limbaugh feels than how most of Americans feel.
Yeah.
Well, he's not exactly a forward thinker.
I don't think Rush was saying that he had an issue to it.
Well, that's what I want to find out if it's taken out of context. That's the question.
Look, I think you can take all the polls and all of that. It will still be groundbreaking. If it would be groundbreaking for a gay person to become president, which Mayor Pete, in his own victory speech, said that this is something that would be big for America, it would be something groundbreaking, then, of course, it's a question. Is America ready for its first Jewish president? Is America ready for its first woman president? I mean, it becomes...
That was a question about ready for the first black president or ready
for the
first
Catholic
president. Yeah, it was a
Catholic president that we've answered in our nation's history. So I don't think that it was trying to be hurtful to be implied that. It's the question is, are we ready for that? And if we look at the Gallup poll that says that we are, then it shouldn't be an issue. If we don't, I mean, there's still, I would venture to say that it's,
no matter what.
Yes, I would venture to say that it's still going to be one of those things when they're by themselves in the polling place, if they're ready for it or not. And whether we want to admit it or not, that's just, I think, the reality. And I think that's what Rush was talking about.
Okay. All right. Today, Tuesday, the 18th of February, we celebrate Drink Wine Day, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara.
I'm celebrating
Time and
right
wine.
Now.
Are you?
No.
Oh, very nice.
What's
the earliest, wait a minute, though? What's the earliest you've ever had a glass of wine? Come on, fess up.
Brunch.
Probably brunch, yeah.
Really? You too, Victoria?
Sparkling.
Yeah.
11.
Kara,
yeah.
What's the first... What's the earliest in a day you've had a glass of wine?
Probably the same. There are days that I maybe wanted to have some earlier, but yeah, probably like a
were you working here with us?
6 a.m.
Thank you. Yeah, right. During the Dark Ages, water was often unsafe to drink, so wine was at nearly every meal as a safer alternative. You know, that still goes on in France today. Centuries later, wine is still praised for both its health benefits. Yep. Resveratrol, man, all that grape stuff. Good. For what ails you, the unique role is played through history. 1,000 Americans have been surveyed. This is the result of their wine preference survey. 42%. See who agrees with all of this. 42% of those surveyed say red wine is their favorite. Would you all agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not
Jennifer
really a white wine fan.
I don't think, Jennifer, I've ever seen you drink anything but red wine.
I like red wine, but I also drink white wine. It just depends on the it depends on the circumstances.
Okay. 16%.
Cold or not.
Yeah, huh? Say they don't know anything about the different types of wine. Hello, there I am.
But see, I find that number to be really high from this survey, that 16% of people don't know anything. I feel like you can ask anyone on the street and they're going to know like one thing about wine.
Yeah, I know.
Jen's the sommelier. You would probably know better. But I feel like everyone has kind of like a generalized wine education at this point because wine bars are so popular and... Even just going out to everyone, we eat at restaurants. I mean, we're an entire culture now that eats more restaurant meals than at home cooked meals.
Right.
I don't know. I find that number was kind of high. I did think of you though. I was like, well, this must just be Doug voting multiple times.
I think some people are very intimidated by wine, so they think they don't know anything, even if they do.
See, Triple with Ribble, man. What's the other one? That is
Two Buck Chuck.
Two Buck Chuck. That's it, right? 74% of the people in the survey say two glasses is the perfect amount of wine. You ladies agree with that?
Otherwise, they're big glasses.
Yeah. I was going to say, they have to be pretty sizable, steakhouse kind of size glasses. Okay.
Merlot ranked as the most popular variety. 18% of the people said they liked Merlot better than anything else. Pinot Noir, 8%. Am I pronouncing it? That's pretty close, right?
Pinot Noir.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Just a second. What is so funny? I said Pinot Noir, right? What is
Pinot
it?
Pinot Noir.
I heard Noir.
Yeah, but, Pinot Noir.
You're the one who asked if you. Hey, you're the one who asked if you were saying it right. I was just correcting you.
Right. Okay, thank you. Cabernet Sauvignon.
We loved to ask that question. We just wanted to answer it.
Well, I didn't have to ask the question.
You did just say Cabernet Sauvignon correctly, though, so that was impressive.
Thank you. All right, a little round of applause for me. For white wine drinkers, Zinfandel ranked first with 60%, followed by Chardonnay, 13%, Riesling got 9%.
The Zinfandel and Riesling, too, yeah, because it's sweet. People who
Riesling now is actually, they're doing dry Rieslings, which is becoming
nice.
A thing.
I like that. Yeah.
How can you have something that's wet be dry? I never understood that. You're talking about dry.
Well, Jen, that's your department.
Yeah, dry means not sweet.
Oh, okay. So why don't they just say sour? Sour
wine. It's not
wine.
Sour, because it's not sour.
No, it's not sweet, it's sour.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
It's crazy that there are multiple other types of flavors out there. It doesn't have to be just sweet or sour.
Really?
I mean, things are savory.
All right. Yeah. I had a savory crepe the other day at the farmer's market. That's what they referred to. There was a sweet list of all the fruits, and then there was a savory list. I had mushrooms and something else in mine. It was good. Yum, yum. Apple TV. Let's talk about some television. Get the list of... Thanks for tonight, Jen. Jen, Apple TV is releasing a trailer for the Amazing Stories series from Steven Spielberg. Posted a trailer of this anthology series. Launches on Apple TV in March. The new Amazing Stories is a revival of a series that was on the air on NBC that Steven Spielberg produced back in 1985. He owns it, so let's take advantage of that. They're digging out all the old stuff. The original show dipped its toes into fantasy, science fiction, horror. And the revival of the program will do the same sort of thing. The new trailer advertises 5 unique stories, including one where a grandpa realizes that he has superhero powers. Aha! See, I told you about people my age. We can all have, we can be super.
Well, didn't Spielberg do Cocoon? Isn't that kind of Cocoon-esque,
yes. Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it is kind of. You're right about that. Yep. Yeah, that was a great movie. You ever get a chance? If you haven't seen it, you get a chance.
I have not
to see
seen it,
it
but.
Yeah, go rent it. I won't spoil the end of it for you.
Okay.
Except wow. Everybody.
It's a promise.
Everybody. I think everybody lives, don't most everybody lives. Amazing Stories has been in the works for some time. The Wall Street Journal reported all the way back in October of 2017 that Apple had struck a deal with Spielberg to do that show. Spielberg also appeared in an introduction trailer for Apple TV Plus when they announced that they were going to have the service last March. So he's up to his Mickey and all of that stuff. I think it's sad. Drew Carey, star of Price is Right, been on television for a long time and been certainly in the public eye. His girlfriend was a therapist, right, named Amy Harwick?
Ex-fiance. Yeah, his ex-fiance. Doctor who was murdered by her boyfriend.
Yeah. Here. Wow. Where was it? In Hollywood? Was it, Jennifer? Or Studio City or someplace out here?
Yeah, I think in Hollywood. They said she lived in Hollywood, yeah. But I guess she was on a balcony in Whammo.
Yeah, she took a flying out the...
Neighbors out called the police because they heard a woman screaming. It's just such a... And apparently she'd gotten a restraining order before that.
Against
and
this guy.
Had just expired, and he... Yeah. It's just horrible. Because, I mean, this happens so often that people try to get restraining orders.
Well,
they
restraining
know that something is dangerous, and it doesn't...
Worthless.
If someone wants to kill you, it doesn't do anything.
No.
All right, Jennifer, give us one tip for tonight. Best stuff on TV. One of them is...
HBO, We Are the Dream, the kids of the Oakland MLK Oratorical Festival. You can check that out.
Nice.
And then all the
Black
big ones
History
are...
Month.
Yeah, all the big ones are back tonight as well on NBC. This is Us. I checked that out.
It's 10 before the hour on DJV.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
After the hour here on the BJV program, it's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here with me to overview some of the important tech stories of the day, including the next iPhone. I went out to dinner with Brendan last night. My phone had gone blank. I couldn't see anything on the screen. And so I gave it to him because I couldn't see how I was trying to get to the settings. Maybe there was something wrong with the brightness, and I couldn't see it. And so I thought, oh, I got to go to the damn Apple store. And so he got in the car and he punched a couple of things and brought it up so he could see it, and then it went back to brightness again. So I don't know what I did.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. Apple's new budget iPhone. What's the scoop?
Yeah, so this is, as we've been talking about the coronavirus and shutting down factories in China, this is going to have, that slowdown of productivity is going to have ramifications. But for right now, Apple is saying that they are still on target for a delivery of the new SE phone. This is the budget iPhone. This will be delivered in March, as expected. The previous edition of the SE iPhone, which was discontinued by Apple in 2019. It had a 4-inch screen, and it was a smaller phone, had a much lower price, so a lot of people enjoyed that if they didn't want all the fancy stuff. It was sold for about $349, and so the lowest price iPhone that's on the current lineup is the iPhone 11. That starts at $699. That took a big drop in price from the iPhone 10, which I overpaid for. Apple also sells an older iPhone 8 and 8 Plus models from 2017. They start at $449 to $549. And so the new SE, which they're either going to call it iPhone 9 or they're going to call it SE 2. We're not really sure yet until it hits the market. That's expected to go for $399. It's slightly bigger than the last one. It's 4.7-inch display. It's still smaller than the 6.1 inches of the iPhone 11. But it does come with 64 gigs of internal storage, which is double what the previous budget one was. And it also has the A13 chip, which makes it just as fast as the current iPhone 11. So if you are looking to get a new iPhone and you don't need the latest camera, because that's really the biggest difference here with all the models, this is going to be a really great budget model. It also has, if people don't like facial ID, it has the touch ID. So it's got the old home button, which a lot of iPhone fans like. And so it's going to be a good deal. Now, where the problems will come in, this September, there will be the new range of iPhones that will come out. Now, the problem with that, because of the coronavirus, we're most likely going to see slowdowns later on this year. So it's very possible that Apple will have their big convention in the fall, and then we won't really get those phones until next spring at the latest, hopefully. So we'll see what happens and as this plays out. But it's great news for anybody who wants a new budget iPhone.
Imagine when they get all that stuff into those little phones. It just is amazing, all of the things that are done by the geniuses. Actually, they are geniuses, put that stuff together. Here's something to be aware of if you're a Mac user. Apparently, your computers are no longer safe from viruses.
The Geek Out.
There's been a long-held belief that the greatest benefit of using a Mac over a PC falls into the space of viruses and malware. That may no longer be the case. With the inroads Apple has made in the last decade with MacBooks and iMac, a recent report from Malwarebytes Labs, an antivirus software developer, in 2019 the number of threats to Mac computers jumped 400% and led threats to PCs almost 2-1. Mac OS is susceptible to adware and software that promises to optimize or clean your system, but is simply acting as a Trojan horse. So, if you're a Mac user, be aware you're no longer safe by default from the bad guys, and we've posted some links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Attention, everyone. Dell's President's Day sale is still on with savings on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Save up to $400 on monumental tech deals, all with free shipping. Visit Dell.com/President's Day or call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, here's a new survey about selfies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nice, but this sort of shows how stupid some people are. Go ahead.
I know. A new survey has found that 41% of people have risked their own safety in pursuit of a selfie, and more than half of people would stand on the edge of a cliff for the ideal photo. Unbelievable. A third of the respondents have visited a destination purely to get a selfie, and 4% admitted to endangering someone else for the sake of a good selfie. So the poll questioned over 2,000 people, and they wanted to find out what these people were willing to do to get the perfect Instagram selfie, and it found that men were more likely to take risks than women. That's not a surprise. More than 1 in 10 have sustained injuries while attempting a selfie. The reported accidents range from falling down hills to falling off bikes, being knocked down in the ocean, and so you basically have a better chance of dying by selfie than being killed by a shark.
There you go, boys and girls. How about that for excitement? 59 past the...
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.